the audacity of faith. You don't even have a son yet to this woman whose womb is dead. And God says, you'll be a father of many. No, 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 not you will be. I have made you a father of many. So God wants us to confess. That's why, go back to the earlier part of Romans 4. God wants us to be like Him. As it is written, God said to Abraham, I've made you a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, look at God's characteristic here, right? One is that He quickens the dead. We know that He quickens the dead. And calls those things which be not as though they were. Aha, this is the key to walking in faith, walking in the supernatural. Call those things that are not visible yet, that are not tangible yet. Call those things that are not as though they are. Jesus looked at a man whose hand was impotent. Amen. And Jesus said, stretch forth your hand. Obviously, Jesus don't look see the way natural man sees the hand. Lazarus has died 4 days. Jesus says, he's sleeping. I go and wake him. Amen. Jesus said to a man who was impotent in his feet, paralyzed for 38 years, rise, take up your bed and walk. You don't say that to a person who is in the natural. If you see him paralyzed, obviously the natural is a natural. We are not denying the natural, but God calls those things that are not in the present as though they are. God saw darkness and God didn't say, wow, so dark. You become darker. So God's way of, we are like, the Bible says, like God. God calls those things that are not as though they are. And God taught Abraham this secret. Abraham, call those things that are not. You're not yet a father in the natural of many, not even one yet. All right? But now you call yourself Abraham. I'm a father of multitudes. We all know he had Ishmael when he was younger, right? That's not through Sarah. I'm talking about not a single child through his lawful wife, right? That's the life of Abraham in the natural. You look at Abraham coming in from the field. The wife says, Abraham! That means what, in Hebrew? Father of many, father of many. And by the way, Sarah's name was Sarai, was changed to Sarah, which is princess. Then from the field, he answers, yes, princess. Yes, princess, father of many. Then all the neighbors say, you know, you come to a certain age, right? You know what I'm saying? They want a kid so much. That's what the world will say about you. When you walk in faith, they'll say all kinds of things about you. Sometimes other Christians who don't understand faith will say that about you.